to the Life School Masterclass Show, a place where visionary leaders build a life and business legacy on purpose through mindset, branding, marketing, sales, systems, and team, so they can make an amazing impact and income and positively affect their communities worldwide. Ensure that you are sharing the show, you're subscribing, and you also are leaving us a review so we can create more amazing content around those areas to help you level up to the next level and also bring amazing guest experts that can share their knowledge and expertise with you so that you can create amazing legacy. Everybody, welcome back to another show. Today I'm doing a solo show. I'm here at the Life School Masterclass show and with your host, Alona Lipari. And today I want to talk to you about how to create more time freedom as you scale your business. We probably have all heard of experience that the scarcest thing that we have in our life is time. We don't get time back, which is why it's important to understand how is it that we could start creating habits or a process within our companies or within our personal ways that we go about growing our companies so that we are always have time at the back of our minds as we try to create more time freedom and buy back lots of our time as we grow through the journey of entrepreneurship so that obviously we could focus that time on the right activities, on the right projects, on the right priorities that are important to us, whether it's personal or professional. So I want to give you the three steps to the ladder of time leverage. The first one is where everybody begins, right? Time, we all trade time for money. Whether you are employed somewhere or you're at the beginning stages of growing your company, we all have done this because we all begin here. So trading our own time for money. That's the first ladder. And obviously, this is where we create income. So this is what's called the first level. The second level is when we reach the level of money for time, where we start building some leverage for our time. So we'd start to trade a lot of the income we have created to invest in our companies, invest in the right systems, invest in the right teams, so that we can get leverage for our time back. That's the second ladder. The third ladder is money for money, right? Trading the money we're making for more money. And this is where we get to build generational wealth. And this is where we also get to create freedom, right? So these are the three stages that we can go into as we want to create more freedom in our personal lives and in our professional lives as we're scaling and growing our company. Now, what are some of the things that we can do to get to these three ladder steps so that we know we're focusing on the right priorities at the right time based on the phase and stage of the journey and the growth process that you are going through within your own company? The first thing is to always start, well, not to always, but start to develop a habit of time auditing yourself. So where is it that you are spending your time? What's a week in a day or life of you look like? What are a lot of the things that you're working towards so that you can brain dump? You can take a lot of those activities that you're doing on your agenda and write them down. So doing a time audit for every 15 minutes of your time for a period of 2 weeks is going to keep you focused on this one task. And this is something that you can do ongoing, by the way, because as we know, the more our businesses grow, the more we grow. Everything feels like we're always adding new things to our plate, right? So this process is always a process that we rinse and repeat. And it's something that we have to be very conscious around and very mindful of. Because once we have this time audit habit instilled in us, then we can do the second step, right? Once we take a look at that list that we're writing down based on the time audit that the way that the time audit exercise, let's call it that, then we can take a look at what are those things that I can only do. And what are a lot of those things that I am currently doing that somebody else can do. And this is where you could start drawing out a plan for your hiring, right? Who is it that I need? Here's the task that I have going on, and here's the task that I need to hire somebody for. Or maybe invest in a system that will automate a lot of these tasks for you, because obviously that's another way that we can buy back time by automating a lot of these different tasks that maybe right now they're taking our manual time away from us. So that's another way to do it. And then when you want to grow and scale beyond, there are five hires that you want to always focus on, right? Your first hire is always your administration, right? The person that comes in that maybe can do a lot of those different tasks, back to what we're talking about, and also could take over or support you with your calendars and with your emails. Because we all know that as things come towards you, you want to have somebody filter through a lot of those different things in addition to all the other responsibilities that you might be able to delegate to them. So your hire is always your administration. The second hire is always your service delivery, right? So getting people on board, or your customer success specialist. Some people call it different things, but it's pretty much the person that helps you with delivering of your service. And the good rule of thumb is to eventually come up with a system that is more streamlined for your service delivery, where you're really cutting down a lot of the time that you are putting in to the service delivery. If you can eventually get to 80% of your service delivery be delegated to this person, then you are heading in the right direction. So that would be the second one. The third one is your marketing person. Obviously, we need the traffic. We need to always have a marketing person or the right people and systems to be able to bring in the right people towards you and your brand. So having a marketing person is the next hire. And then the fourth one is your sales. You're probably doing sales on your own right now, but in order to get freedom, obviously you want to have somebody that is doing your sales for you and is also doing the follow-ups for you. And then the last hire that oversees all these other hires is your leadership team, right? The person that comes on board as the leader that is able to oversee the other hires. When you're able to have this person in charge, then of course now you have removed yourself completely outside of the operations of your company. You have bought back a lot of your time, and now you can focus your priorities on the right things that you need to focus them on so that you can scale and grow further. And you almost can do a rinse and repeat system in the company for a lot of the operations so that you're able to streamline and execute on all these different things. I have an upcoming workshop coming up on April 30 where I walk you through the entire process that you need to follow so you're able to execute it and delegate it. And I will help you connect some of the dots that you might be missing in your business growth or scaling journey of your company. So I definitely encourage you to attend the workshop. I'm going to include more details right underneath this episode today. So let me know as usual. If you have any questions that are coming up, you can follow me on Instagram at Alona_Lopari. And you can send me any other questions that you might have around this episode. And also, I'm always looking forward to hearing from you, any feedback that you have around the show, any topics that you like for us to discuss here. As you know, I bring in a lot of amazing experts onto the show to share amazing ideas and insight with you. Let me know what is interesting to you, and I'll be able to include those as part of the structure of the show. And as usual, I always want to thank you for listening, sharing, and subscribing. That absolutely will help us so that you are we're spreading the message with other people that need to hear it. But also you are always making sure that you don't miss any episodes and you're a loyal listener to our show. Thank you so much for listening and tuning in today. I'll see you next time with another show and episode. Are you looking to expose your brand, your purpose, and your profit alignment this year? Then I want to introduce you to our C-suite program here at the Life School speaking program, where you will be connected every week with free, paid TEDx podcasts, speaking opportunities to other aligned audiences. You'll also be participating in our weekly and monthly events here at the Life School with a reach of an audience of over 30,000 entrepreneurs and high-level CEOs. Also, you will be warmly introduced to high-level connections every month, where you can add amazing people to your network and be able to land new clients, but also be able to collaborate. Lastly, you'll also be featured in our global magazine and be an ongoing contributor to our magazine so that you can reach new people and also expand your brand and purpose and profit alignment. New benefits are always being added to our community C-suite membership program. For more information and for ways to register, you can participate with a 30 days free trial so you could see the community for yourself and then make a decision if you'd like to join as a member. I want to invite you to go to lonalaparicoaching.com/C-suite program for more information.